Can fish and dams coexist productively? David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. Those who rely on the Port of Lewiston for their livelihoods are trying to understand a 2026 order that came from a federal Oregon judge to increase water over the dams and lower water levels in some areas. Here's Scott Corbett, general manager of the Port of Lewiston, who wants to see both fish and industry succeed on the lower Columbia River Basin.
Recently, a federal judge in Oregon issued an order that we find problematic here in this part of Idaho. This order allows for nonstop spilling over the top of a dam instead of running water through a turbine to produce hydropower and electricity. It also calls for lowering down the pool behind those dams to a point where you can question whether or not there's enough water to run barges and their tugboats all the way up to my port here in Lewiston, Idaho. We like to consider here in the LC Valley in Lewiston is you give all this information. You need to discern it out and figure out whether or not fish and dams can truly coexist. And our folks up here are convinced, because we've been living it for years and years, fish and dams can actually coexist. We are a community that thrives on our fishing population. We're a community that thrives on our river commerce. And we know the benefits that these dams can produce. We're an agricultural community, and we understand the benefit that the dams produce for our farmers. And we help to feed the world with that.
Produced by the Ag Information Network.